This is Day to Day. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Madeline Brand. As military and political leaders debate changing strategy in Iraq, we turn to those who are directly affected. This week, Day to Day is speaking with family members of soldiers who've died in Iraq. Today, we hear from the family of Army National Guardsman Brian Slavinas.
Brian Slavinas was a 6'5", 230-pound graduate of the University of Illinois who could bench press half a Toyota and then whip you in a game of chess. He was, according to almost everyone who knew him, smart and caring and unpretentious. But the reason we're saying his name today, and the reason we're using the word was, is that his Chinook helicopter was shot down over Iraq in November of 2003. Ron Slavinas, Brian's dad, joins me now. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Ron, before I ask you your thoughts on the war, I want to ask you this. Whether you tell me this is a good war or a bad war, tough but worth it, or a mistake from the get-go, do you think the conclusions that Americans have about the war, do you think that should affect their answer to the question, was your son killed in vain?
Well, it's hard to say. My son was a soldier, and when you're on a mission and you get deployed, you do what you have to do. So whether it was in vain or not, I would say yes, as a father with personal feelings. But he was just called out at a bad time, I guess, and he did his duty and he died for his country. It's very saddening. You know, we lost a tremendously fine human being, but we lost about 3,000 now, talking about this war. So they went out for a higher cause, and country calls, and you do your duty. That's how I see it, although it's painful, and he could have lived a long life.
Are you military?
I'm a retired military, yes.
And on to Iraq now. Soon after Brian died, you told Calvin Trillin of The New Yorker that you thought the U.S. went to war, your quote was, a little too fast, but that the U.S. must persevere. Do you still think that way?
I still do, yeah. I think we jumped the gun, but, you know, I fully believe that we had weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, you know, knowing that he had used poisonous gases on the Kurds, and they used chemicals during the Iraq-Iran war, and it would stand to reason that, you know, he probably was brewing something up. Yet I was slightly cautious, you know, apprehensive, primarily because my son was deployed, but also I thought we should have maybe waited for the more involvement of the United Nations, although it didn't come through as quickly as we thought.
Do things like midterm election results or the impending departure of Donald Rumsfeld or the recommendations of the Iraq Study Group, are those benchmarks that cause you to reassess your thoughts, to check in your own head about Iraq policy?
Not really. You know, nothing much will change. I think Iraq has to sort itself out right now. You take away a dictator a la Yugoslavia or Tsarist Russia, mm-hmm. and dictator is gone. All of a sudden, the big cat is gone and the mice are fighting for their cheese, you know, and very tragically so. And I don't know, is Iraq really ready for democracy? There are a lot of progressive people in Iraq that understand our concepts of democracy, but there are elements there in various factions of Iraq that probably don't grasp the concept, you know. So this is a tenuous situation, I would say.
Are there any particular U.S. politicians whose thoughts on Iraq seem to you to be more or less right on?
Well, I agree more on the conservative side that we should stick with it right now. We have to help them establish a good army and a police force and a stable government, and then that the democratic process develop, if at all possible. I don't know if it will, you know, but we have to stand by them right now. We can't just pack up and go.
I know there's a flagpole on your property. Can you tell me what's flying on it right now?
It's a U.S. Flag during holidays, and sometimes I put the 82nd Airborne flag on or Marine flag. I was in the 82nd Airborne years and years ago. Brian, my son, before he became an officer, he was a paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne, detached to Italy, and then he became an officer later on and a pilot. But the flag flies when the day is fine, and I appreciate to be in this country. I'm Lithuanian by birth, and I experienced dictatorships, Soviet Russia. I've seen how Nazi Germany worked. So I'm very thankful of being here, and I will always be a patriotic American.
I know those were the flags that Calvin Trillin wrote about in 2003. At that time, there was also a framed condolence letter from President Bush on display in your living room. Is it still there?
It's still there, yes.
Has your opinion of the decisions that the president's made changed at all in the last 3 years?
Not really. You know, in retrospect, you know, now things turn kind of sour. Usually it happens after you topple a dictatorship. We're impatient people. Americans are very impatient. You want instant results. Military operations go very smoothly with Americans, usually. But then the follow-up, that's the difficulty.
And when people hear that your son died, have their reactions changed at all over the last 3 years?
Well, they feel very regretful, you know. It's a waste. But again, we have to find strength through it. And I see it in terms of he was a soldier who raised his right hand to serve his country. And it happens. Sometimes I had two other sons who were, they served, and they both were in combat. I served 20 years. I've never seen combat because of the luck of the draw. I served in Eisenhower's time, was peaceful. So if the chance happens of activity or warfare and you get called, then that's just bad luck, I guess.
Ron Slavinas, his son, Army National Guardsman Brian Slavinas, was killed 3 years ago in Iraq. And Mr. Slavinas, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, sir.